Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. Welcome back, guys. It's been a little while since we have chatted with you, but we're so excited to be back. And today we're diving into Quiet Luxury, Loro Piana, and the new It Bag. If you follow us on Instagram, we shared a reel that is highlighting this pouch that is literally taking over the internet. But before we get into that, we absolutely have to discuss the Cannes Film Festival fashion.
Yes, Sarah. It was popping, and it is amazing. For those of you who don't know what the Cannes Film Festival is, it was essentially started in 1946. It's invitation only. It's an annual film festival held in Cannes, and it previews all the new films of every genre, including documentaries from around the world. And literally, it's like a who's who of celebrities that show up to preview these, models, influencers. It's a big event covered by media. And we essentially are there for the fashion. So Steph and I did a little deep dive into fashion and picked some of our best and worst looks, according to us, that we wanted to discuss with you guys today.
Yes. Okay. So pull out your phones and follow along.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
I'm going to start. My favorite, okay. One of my favorites was Rosie Huntington Whiteley. She's wearing this beautiful black gown. It has a little boat neck detail and then also beautiful white bow on the edge. I love the way it looks. Not on the edge, on her hips. And I love the way it looks. I feel like she has the body to rock this kind of dress. It's completely backless. It's showing skin. It's sexy, but it's super elegant too. I also love her hair and makeup with this. I think her entire look was like absolute perfection. And just like a model should show out at Cannes Film Festival, this is one of my top looks. I also love that it's just a classic color palette, black and white. She's keeping it simple, timeless, sophisticated, and elegant. 10 out of 10 in my books.
Yeah, I really like this look. I had her on one of my favorites too. I think that head to toe, she looks really good. I mean, the hair, the makeup, the dress, like you said, it's very like, it's classic, it's chic, but it also is a little sexy, like very high slit. But it's not distasteful at all. Like, she looks very, very stunning.
We love. We love. We stan.
We stan, Rosie. We stan. Okay, so one of my favorites. Okay, Viola Davis. Honey, girl. Woo! She, like, looks so amazing. She's in this white or cream-colored one-shoulder dress with this, like, feather off the shoulder, like she's wearing it off the shoulder, but this like overcoat. I don't know how to describe it other than just like angelic perfection. She looks stunning. The first time I saw this look, I think it was Essence that had posted it on their Instagram, and I literally wrote in all caps, Viola!
Oh my God, I know exactly like what
screaming.
You mean.
Yeah, I'm like screaming her name, like, oh my gosh, girl, you look so, so good.
Yeah, it's hair, like old world elegance. She looks really good.
Yeah, her hair, her makeup, she's rocking this beautiful fro, and like her hair just looks so good. Her makeup, everything looks so good. Even her husband like is really complimenting her really nicely in his tux. I mean, they just look like royalty, and I give her 10 out of 10. I mean, just breathtaking, stunning.
I agree. I feel like she's also kind of channeling Diana Ross hair. Like, that's what her hair reminds me of, but like super glamorous and beautiful.
Yeah, totally. And her makeup, it's so good. Okay. So good.
One of my favorites is Marta Lozano. She's wearing this beautiful, elegant black and white gown again. It has a sweetheart neckline. And then she has this cape over her arms. It's just like a long raw silk cape. It looks stunning on her. She just has her hair pulled back in a bun with this amazing like diamond jewelry. She has like a diamond necklace and little studs. Again, very elegant, very timeless. I'm obsessed. I don't know why. I'm just here for the black and white looks on the red carpet. They're serving.
Yeah, they are. I love that one too. And then we both were just talking about Kate Blanchett. Like her dress is also another black and white moment. And I just felt like it was very, it's unique in the sense that it is probably not something I would just like pick up. Not that I could even pick this up off of a rack, but it's not something I would like pick up and immediately just be like, oh, I love this. But like seeing it on her, the way she has got a black, it's long sleeve, and then there's white detail at the breast area, and then a lot of like white draping by the hips. Yeah.
Yes, it's really structured. Like the white silk is structured, but it's just so classic and unique. It's a really unique dress. I've never seen anything like this, and I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's interesting, but also just really beautiful. And I think her total glam is very regal as well. I really love it. She did a very nice job, or at least her team did. So kudos.
Yes. Again, with black and white, I know this is a theme for me, but I'm really into it, is a couple's look. It's Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson, and Evan Ross is in a white suit. He's not wearing a shirt underneath his blazer. He's wearing black shoes. He just looks super timeless. Again, very classic. And then Ashley Simpson is in an all-black dress. Again, just stunning. Just the details of the dress is really what makes it. It has these beautiful voluminous sleeves. And again, she has her hair pulled back with similar jewelry, just like the one I was talking about before. But I'm literally just like obsessed with them. They look so good. And they're feeling like they're there to serve.
Yes, and I think the no shirt under the suit is very on trend for Mr. Evan Ross. I feel like
really
he's just got this like boho vibe. Oh yeah, that's totally his vibe. Okay, so one of my other favorites is Patricia Bright, who is a YouTube icon and obviously just a very influential and famous celebrity / influencer in the beauty space.
Yes,
and I love her look. I saw it on Instagram first. And then, of course, now, like, looking back at some of the articles and images from Getty Images, she just looks, like, literally stunning. I feel like she could have also probably worn this to the Little Mermaid premiere, too. But she just looks very beautiful. It looks like it's a kind of, like, a light blue and orange combination. And there's a lot of ruffle detail at the hip. And it just kind of, like, waves all the way down to her feet. It's a strapless gown. She's wearing her hair up. She's got very simple jewelry, but a very gorgeous glam. It just looks beautiful.
I love it. I love the sequin top and then the silk on the bottom. I love all the texture that's happening in this gown. It is beautiful. And I'm glad we've graduated onto color now. So we're talking now more about our colorful looks.
Yes, more color. Do you have another colorful look that you love?
Yes, one of my absolute favorites was Natalie Portman. She's wearing this stunning ombre sequin gown. It's just all sequins of different shades of blue. It's got a little bit of silvery gray, and then it becomes this beautiful, like, midnight blue. It is absolutely breathtaking. I love it. It's a very simple silhouette, but it's just screaming movie star. She's wearing a matching necklace with it. Ah, it's just beyond. It's so beautiful. It's got a little sheer moment, which is very trendy these days. But I feel like I'm really not into a lot of sheer, but this is sheer done right. It is beyond beautiful. You guys have to go look at this look on your phones. It's stunning.
Ooh, okay. You have to send me that one because I don't have that image saved. And I know we talked about this one. Okay, so I love Naomi Campbell's red and pink look. Sarah, you didn't love it quite as much.
No.
But I feel like she looks so good. I don't know. The color is just so beautiful against her skin tone. And even though she's blending into the red carpet a little bit, I love the pink cape with the feathers, the cutouts on the dress. She has the body for this dress. And I feel like her glam just complements the look a ton. And then she also had another look, a silver look. Maybe it was on a different day.
I saw that look too. Actually, now that I'm looking at another angle of the cape, it looks really good.
Yeah.
The first photo, I think, wasn't serving. This one definitely is. I think I've said serving like 5 times, so sorry about that.
Okay.
But yes, she looks so good.
Yeah, I mean, her makeup is beautiful. The cape is just like, it's unexpected. And I feel like it's necessary, honestly. Otherwise, she would have definitely just been blending into the carpet because she also has red shoes on. But yes, it's just like, it's really beautiful. The cape is everything.
I'm into it. And then her, like you said, her silver gown, she has like white sunglasses with it.
Oh, yeah.
Again, very glam and very appropriate for con.
Yeah, she looks really good. She's actually like the top photo on the Women's Wear Daily article with that silver look.
I love to see it.
We love it. Okay, should we get into some of our least favorite looks?
Yes, we have to. I'll start with mine. And I'm going back to black. We've seen a lot of black on the carpet. But Alexa Chung, I don't know what you're thinking, girl. Like, I feel like this dress is not giving anything. It's very underwhelming. It essentially looks like a bridesmaid's gown where she threw on a statement necklace. Like, literally, us mere mortals can do this look. Like, why is this on the red carpet at con? I feel like she could have done better. You know, like, I just don't know. It's just like a plain black dress with a V-neck and a statement necklace and a red lip that is very achievable. I feel like for con, it needs to be something really special. And this is not, I would say this isn't special enough for me. I feel like she could have done better.
Yeah, no, I feel you. And speaking of all black, Travis Scott looks a hot mess. He looks lost. I just sent you the photo. Like, boy, what are you doing?
I don't know. It looks like he's like trying to go somewhere, but is hiding from the rain. Yeah.
Close your mouth. Like, you cannot close your mouth.
Close your mouth. I love it. I think he's trying to show his grill. No, he's not wearing a grill.
He's not even wearing a grill, sir. Yeah.
He's just trying to be too hard on the red carpet. The red carpet is not to look hard, okay? The red carpet is to look glamorous.
Yeah. And he does not look glamorous. So my other least favorite is Federica Bell. And I just want to try to paint this picture for you guys. So let's see. So she's wearing the sheer dress. And it has these, like, sequins. They're like gold and white, and they kind of like have a whole series throughout the dress, so I have to explain it. But at the collar, at her neck, there's like a 4-finger width of sequins at her neck, kind of making this choker, so it's very thick. And then at her breast area, there's like a heart-shaped Aztec looking symbol pattern with the sequins as well, like covering her chest area. And then it's sheer again. And then there's more of this like print in sequins covering the crotch, and then more sheer, and then more sequins at the kneecaps. It's very interesting. Like, it is, that's the best way I can describe it, is interesting.
And can I tell you, Stephanie is trying really hard to describe this dress, but you guys have to see it in person because it's not giving.
It's not.
I feel like it's not doing anything for her. She could have done so much better.
Yeah, it's, I'm struggling.
Yeah, yeah, I'm at a loss of words for this dress too. I'm like, didn't we leave these kind of dresses back like somewhere in time and to be never found again? But they have resurfaced at con.
She found it. Yes.
Okay. The next one, okay, so now we're in our worst dressed, correct? One of my worst dressed is Ariana Shayk. She is a gorgeous, stunning woman, okay? Her body is rocking. Her abs are amazing. But it literally looks like she was trying on her dress, which I have, it's questionable to begin with because it reminds me of Bloody Tarp, just like the coloring of it. It's like this shiny, plasticky material. It looks like leather, but it looks like cheap leather. And it has like this ox blood color running through the veining of it. It's just odd. And it seems like she got to Con and was like, okay, well, I love this dress, but I really want to show off my abs, so I'm going to wear it backwards. Because it literally looks like she put on her dress backwards. It was a crisscross. It has a crisscross in the front where it's covering her boobs. Her abs are completely exposed. And then the bottom of it has a zipper, which literally looks like it belongs on the back of a dress, but it's in the front. I'm not into it. It's very dominatrix. I feel like it's kind of costumey for the red carpet, for Con at least.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Interesting one.
I mean, her abs are insane, but like, yeah, oh, yeah, I feel like Ariana, sometimes you just have to look cute and not show your abs.
Yeah, I don't love the look. Okay, what's another one?
Okay, another one is Dua Lipa, and let me tell you, I have to preface this by saying I love Dua Lipa. She is iconic, in my opinion. I do think her dress, so we're back to black on the red carpet. She's wearing the silk dress, and it has cutouts. I feel like it's not doing anything for her figure. It's a little bit underwhelming. I think it could have been a much more glamorous look, especially for her. But also, her bangs are all over her face, and it's just not practical. I don't know, something about like the whole like hair with this dress, it's not working for me. I saw a picture of the back of this dress, and the back of this dress is beautiful. But the front and the hair is just not working for me. Like, something about this is off. I think Dua Lipa could do a much more iconic look than this.
Yeah, I mean, it's very basic. I feel like it's 90s prom.
Yeah, something about it. It's underwhelming.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And then my last one is Naomi Aki. And I'm going to try to describe this to you. She's wearing a white dress, but the dress, like the neck of it, is like a collar. And then it looks like there's like a knot, like a tie knot in the middle of the collar. And then it kind of just like becomes a long dress. And it's just, the dress has no shape. It's just super fitted at the neck. And it's just a lot of cloth. I feel like she's a beautiful woman with a beautiful figure, but she's not highlighting it. It, again, seems like, I don't know. It just seems like a miss to me. I think it could have been much better.
The way I described it to Sara was the bottom of the dress past the collar looks like a church choir robe. Like, right. That's essentially what we're looking at here.
Right.
Yeah. She's in the soprano section warming up.
Yeah, it's not working for us, but that's our take, our hot take on the Con dresses. I hope you guys enjoyed this little recap. Let us know if you've been following along with your phones on this. I'm sure we're going to make a reel about this too, actually, on Instagram. So
yeah,
if you haven't caught up here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anyway, thanks for tuning into that. Now let's dive into today's full topic, which is, we're kind of revisiting the appeal of quiet luxury. So we've got to talk about it because I feel like Loro Piana has been kind of taking the world by storm with their L27, L19 pouch. There's even a micro version of the bag. There's a backpack version of the bag. But ever since Sofia Richie has shared it on her honeymoon, It was even just like a picture, like laying flat. It was so simple. It wasn't like she was advertising the bag at all. But I have literally seen so much chatter about this bag ever since. And there's not a logo in sight, literally. Not a logo in sight. It's just a beautiful, well-crafted leather bag.
Yes.
But yeah, just a quick history, I guess, on the brand. If you're not familiar, they are a part of LVMH. And they've been a part of LVMH since 2013, and Loro Piana is based in Northern Italy. And Sara, what did you say their slogan was, or like their tagline?
Quality without compromise. They are claiming that they're also the world's largest cashmere manufacturer. So like, I actually noticed this when you go on their website, they have a lot of cashmere items and they're extremely expensive, but I feel like they definitely got the quality without compromise down, because it's just really beautifully crafted items that don't have like logo mania all over them, and I'm so into it. I think the bag that you're talking about, that pouch, Sophia Richie was also featuring it on one of her honeymoon get ready with me. I think like that's why it kind of came onto the map. Like I think some people knew about Loro Piana before, but now there's definitely a lot of chatter about Loro Piana because of Sophia Richie.
Yes, definitely. And I shared, I think maybe in a previous episode, and Sara, you and I talked about it, but I actually went to an event with the brand when they launched their latest collection at Net-a-Porter. And so it was really exciting to just kind of spend time with the brand. And it is definitely like the epitome of quiet luxury and just a really fabulous, luxurious experience and brand. But like I said, like, not a logo in sight. It's just the top quality pieces. That's what you're paying for. That and the name, of course.
And I love the bag. It's so cute and understated. I love it. I would definitely carry this bag. It's also not as expensive as a Mini Kelly or even a Bottega bag. So as you guys know, we were talking about Chanel price increases before, and I think like some design houses are really trying to push the boundaries on where their price points lie on bags, but Loro Piana is still not like very expensive. I don't know if they're going to become expensive in the future, but right now I think the pouch retails for $1,300, correct, Stephanie, or $1,400?
Well, the micro size, and that is much smaller than the one that Sophia Richie featured. The one that Sophia Richie featured, I believe, starts at like $2,800.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is, I would not say that's not expensive. I mean, it's definitely expensive, but it compared to a Chanel bag, which is starting, like a classic, starting at like $9,000, $10,000, like, it's definitely on the lower end price point wise, but right, not quality wise.
I agree. And I feel like if you compare even like a Bottega bag, which I love Bottega bags, they're not all about logo mania. It's all about their signature weave, the quality of the leather, the way it's stitched, the durability of these bags. I feel like Loro Piana is definitely in the same category, although Bottega has somewhat of a more expensive price point now. I do think like if you're not into logo mania and you want to embrace quiet luxury and almost have heirloom pieces that will last you the test of time, you can wear over and over again, and you don't always want to have a logo displayed, I think these types of brands are very going to be up your alley, basically, to invest in.
Really beautiful. The stunning craftsmanship. I mean, I love the simplicity of the bag. I was like looking at it, trying to decide if I were to get one, which one would I get? And I think I really like the micro size or the 19. The 27 is nice, but it's a little bit larger. I feel like I'm really into small bags right now. I think we talked about this on the podcast, but like, I just kind of like a small bag right now anyway. So I think the micro or the 19 would probably be what I would go for. What about
you? Yeah, I totally agree. I really like the micro, the 19. You guys, if you've been following me on Instagram for a long time, you'll probably know that I've always been into small bags. I'm not a big bag person. I only like to carry just the bare essentials in my handbags and not like the whole world in my handbag. But I'm like really into the smaller ones. I would definitely pick the mini or the 19, like you're saying.
Yeah. And honestly, they're so hard to find right now, at least for some of the colors, like the white, good luck.
I mean, oh yeah. The white is gone.
Yeah. There's an essay that I follow. She works at Neiman Marcus, and you know, a couple of weeks ago she posted like a white one, and it was like, you know, we have one, you know, if you want it, message me now. And so it's kind of like, there's a lot of
demand for it.
A huge demand. And so finding the size and color that you want, it's probably going to be really challenging. And it makes me wonder if, because of the popularity of the bag, will we see a price increase happen down the road? I mean, I think the brand would be crazy not to capitalize on their popularity right now. I mean, I feel like in the luxury space, this is not new. People all have always worn these bags. But I feel like now that there's a celebrity face that is carrying it more and it's really, you know, drawn in and maybe a younger audience, people who haven't really known about the brand or shopped the brand previously are learning about it. So I'd be interested to see if that happens.
Right. I 100% agree. I think the one that Sofia Richie was carrying might have been the L27 pouch.
Yeah.
That retails for $2,800. But yeah, now that I'm looking at both of them, I'm doing like a comparison on my phone. Definitely the 19 for me is a really good size.
Yeah. The micro is cute, but it probably not practical to hold a lot. But
yes,
for that same look that Sofia Richie had, but in a smaller size, the 19 is like where it's at. But again, so hard to find. Like, I mean, you really have to kind of settle on a color almost if you're going to get it, because it's going to be hard to find exactly what you want.
Right. I'm like curious to know what their stock is like in Italy. I mean, when I go to Italy, I'm definitely going to go see like what they have available, because I'm sure they're going to, like, the word is going to get around even more by then.
Oh yeah, for sure. When you go to Italy, I'll check my coins and see if I got my money up enough to.
Yeah, there you go. I'll bring you back a bag.
To get me one. Okay, but what do you think the appeal is to quiet luxury? Which, like we said, it's not a new thing, but I feel like more and more people are discussing it. More people are trying to create these like old money looks on TikTok. What do you think the appeal is?
Yeah, I think for me, it's like, I think Logomania had its moment, and I think this is becoming more trendy, but also it's a lot more wearable. Like, quiet luxury, of course, you know, if you invest in these amazing pieces that will stand the test of time, and you're not buying a piece to wear it once, but can be styled like multiple different ways, I think it's a smarter way to spend your money, because it's like quality over quantity. You know what I mean? Like, you buy this one stunning blazer that you can wear like for 15 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
so
more
I think
timeless.
It's also more economical. Quiet luxury is more economical, but also quiet luxury can be replicated easily with brands from a different price point. It doesn't only have to be like a really high-end look, you know what I mean? Because like, for example, like Everlane has beautiful pieces that if you style them a certain way can portray this quiet luxury aesthetic without completely breaking the bank.
Right.
Versus, you know, like also the dupe appeal might fade with quiet luxury, which I really think is good in a way, because I'm so over the dupes, like the DH Gates of the world and all of that. Like, it kind of needs to just like go away. I feel like it's just like fast fashion, and it's just like not good for the environment. It's like stealing intellectual property. There's so many different factors that come with dupes as well.
Yeah, no, totally. And honestly, I feel like you said, I love the sustainability aspect of something that's quiet luxury and being able to just wear it over and over again. It's timeless. It goes with everything. I do enjoy a logo, though. I'm not going to say that I like would ever stop, but I do understand the appeal. And like, it's more about the craftsmanship. It's more about the actual bag versus everyone knowing, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, or versus like paying for a logo versus like the quality of the bag. And I agree. I mean, I have like all my Chanel handbags. There's no way I'm going to get rid of those. Of course, I'm going to wear them for the rest of my life. But I do feel like also with quiet luxury, there's an element of timelessness and elegance that's not just all like trend forward. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which I really like. I'm into it. I'm also really into how sophisticated quiet luxury can look.
Yeah. And you can just create so many different looks.
Yeah. I mean, like, even when you look at like Sofia Richie's style evolution, you see her from like showing a lot of skin and like wearing like a lot of clothes that look like she's going clubbing to like what she wears now. It's like the world of a difference in even like just like she's choosing not to show a lot of skin these days, and I'm like, I feel like I'm into it. I'm into like a more modest dressing.
Yeah, and I feel like I kind of, did we talk about this? I can't remember, but I feel like I think we posted it on our Instagram and TikTok, but I feel like that might be kind of the direction that some people are starting to take this, you know, in terms of like changing the way they dress, which is kind of strange. You know, you kind of have to wear what you feel comfortable wearing. You shouldn't like follow celebs and all of that. But I think it is interesting to see as we enter into hot girl summer, you know, modesty being a trend.
It's more refreshing, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I think like, I mean, I get it, but I feel like a lot of people, like, for example, like if you're so influenced by like other celebrities that are showing a lot of skin and then like you have maybe like teenage daughters, you're like, okay, well, at least my teenage daughter is into Sofia Richie's fashion versus like Kylie's, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Well,
so I guess that's the appeal of quiet luxury for us.
Yes, that's the appeal of quiet luxury for us. I mean, you'll have to let us know what you guys think. I feel like this is definitely something, like I said, that's not new, but there's definitely been more discussion around it, kind of like a resurgence of the whole concept and this trend. So let us know what you think, if you're into it, and maybe we will also start sharing some different ways to get the look for less without spending, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars, you know, to appeal to the quiet luxury aesthetic. I even shared a graphic on LTK, like pieces for under, I think it was like under
$200. I loved those finds. They were so good. You should repost it to your stories.
I will for sure. Maybe I'll post it on our stories on Sundays. Mm-hmm. But yeah, guys, let us know what you think. We covered a lot today. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. If you've been listening this far, honestly, we're so grateful to have you guys here. Thank you. And we'll see you next week with a brand new episode.